This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think, honestly, it's a pretty good deal. But on the Harbor One hotline right now, we can find out what Jeff Goodman says about it. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Gus?
How you doing?
Wow, Brad Stevens. Huh? Not afraid to pull a quick trigger, huh?
I mean, 2 weeks into the gig, and he makes this deal. What do you think of it?
I don't love it, to be honest. I don't love it, but I get it. Obviously, Horford's owed less money, so it gives you a little bit more flexibility. You know, Brad Stevens coached Kemba. He's coached both, so he knows him well. I don't know if either have a whole lot left in the tank, but I think ultimately it's just giving you more flexibility to go out and maybe sign or trade for another point guard, because frankly, like, you can't go in with this team. I mean, you have to have a high level point guard to win in the NBA, unless you just want to give the ball to Jason Tatum and let him go to work. But you have to have a better point guard situation than what they have right now on the roster, which is what, Marcus Smart and Peyton Pritchard and Tremont Waters. That's not going to get it done. So, you know, you swapped one bad contract for another. The other one's not nearly as bad. And you traded away a first-round pick for Moses Brown, who I've never really liked, to be honest. I know he went nuts against the Celtics.
He did.
But I think he's long, you know, like 16, and soft.
16 yeah. boards or something against the Celtics. He's not a bad player.
Greg liked his box out.
I've seen him since he was like 15. Listen, I've seen him since he was about 15 years old. I think Boston will eat him up. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't see him being mentally tough enough to handle Boston. You know, could he be a rotation big? Sure. He looks the part. But again, for Oklahoma City, somebody had to put up numbers. Somebody had to get rebounds. They missed enough shots.
Jeff, is this a trade that Danny wouldn't have done because of the contract he gave Kemba? It would be just sort of admitting very loudly that he was wrong, or do you think this gets done either way?
No, I don't think Danny has any problem admitting when he screws up. I don't think that's an issue at all. And I don't think anybody knew when you got Kemba that this was the Kemba you were going to get, right? Like, you were hoping. I thought it was a good move. I think most people did. But Kemba is not the same Kemba, you know, knee injury-wise. And Al Horford's not the same Al Horford from 5 years ago. So, it's, you know, again, it's trading one bad contract for another. You're giving up the first-round pick in order to get more financial flexibility going forward so you can make another move. I mean, that's the key now, is not this move, but what's the next one for Brad Stevens? Because there better in hell be another one.
How much of it is a response to Kemba whining about the fact that that Danny tried to trade him? Do you think Brad spoke to him about that? Do you think that they were okay with that?
I think Brad could smooth that over. You know, I don't think that's as big a deal. I think it's Brad just saying, hey, at this point, we can't trust Kemba Walker. We don't know if he's going to be out. I mean, think about it. He wasn't out there for the two most important games of the year, and those weren't the only two games he missed. So I think it was more of availability, you know, being the most important ability. And Kemba, you just couldn't trust him. And you can't trust Horford either, but it's not quite as important. And I think, again, it gives you flexibility where you can now potentially make another move to get a point guard. And I haven't looked at exactly who's on the board free agent-wise, who you could bring in. But you got to bring somebody in.
So, Jeff, do you think they'll flip Horford, or is Horford here to fill a need for them? Do you think he fills a hole here?
I mean, I don't know how you flip him because, again, his contract sucks too.
Yeah.
So I don't know how, you know, you just get one – less sucky contract for another. But I think Kemba at his peak is better than Horford, but you just can't trust that he's going to be out there. So, you know, could they go after, you know, a guy that I still say I would go after, and you guys may think I'm crazy here, but you surround him with enough guys who could score the ball, go after Lonzo Ball. I mean, he's an elite level passer. He can guard. His shot's gotten better. I don't know what he's going to command on the market. He's a restricted free agent, but that's somebody I would absolutely look at. Knows how to play the game. And you guys know, I know the Ball family. I love Lonzo. I love, as a kid, everything about Lonzo I love, other than the fact that he's not a great shooter. But if you put him with guys that can shoot the ball, and that's what you're going to have to do if you're Brad Stevens. I'm not sure they have enough shooting right now on the court to be able to bring in Lonzo. But if you add one more shooter and then somehow, and I don't know how the money would work, bring in Lonzo Ball, he just makes people better, and they haven't had that for a while.
Never mind Moses. How would the Ball family do with Boston?
Well, the dad could be the guest host.
Man, I don't need to see him, man. I don't need to see LeVar around Boston.
Hey, that's the only,
forget everything. Strike everything I just said. Forget about it. I love Lonzo, but I don't need to deal with LeVar. Done with that.
Quickly before we let you go here, Jeff. Yeah. Any updated thought on who Brad is going to select as his successor at head coach?
I mean, the only thing I'd say to that is, like, all right, shouldn't he be far down the line at this point? Because you're making moves. I would want to know, like, all right, who's my coach going to be before I make some of these big moves? Because you should be trying to figure out a vision and a system and all those things. I don't think he's there yet, but I've said this over the last few days. Nothing's going to surprise me with who Brad Stevens hires. I think Chauncey Billups is probably going to go to Portland from everything I'm hearing. So then you're talking about who's that former player that you're going to – I don't know if he's going to get one. I could see Brad Stevens just sitting down for lunch with some little-known assistant, whether it's like a Jamal Mosley or a Darvin Ham or somebody like that, or Charles Lee, and just falling in love with them and connecting with them on a cerebral level and saying, like, this is my guy. So I don't think it's going to – if gun to my head, I don't think it's going to be some big name that people are like, all right, yeah, Sam Cassell or Chauncey Billups. I think it's going to be a more obscure assistant if I had to guess, and it's a guess.
What about Rick Carlisle?
Yeah, I forgot. Carlisle happened yesterday. I would love Carlisle here. I think they need Carlisle in some respects. He's mellowed. He's not easy probably to play for. And I don't know if that fits today's young NBA superstars. I think, yes, in a way, that's what those guys need. And Carlisle's one hell of a coach. I just don't know how that works in today's NBA. I almost feel like you need guys that are going to connect with these young stars. If you don't have it, it's probably not going to work unless the guy's name is, you know, Popovich, somebody who's done it at the highest level and commands the ultimate level of respect. I think you need to go with probably a younger guy. And I would go with a former NBA player who already has some cachet, but there aren't a ton when you look down the line other than a Chauncey Billups, a Sam Cassell, who I'm not sure fits with Brad Stevens. I just don't know who that would be.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate you being on this morning.
You got it. Have a good one, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.